Good morning and welcome to this service of worship coming from the community of St Andrew's and St George's West Church in Edinburgh on this, the fourth Sunday of Easter, Good Shepherd Sunday. My name is Rosie McGee, I'm the minister, and you'll hear several other voices this morning. Leading us in our opening prayer and the Lord's Prayer is Philippa Burgess. Our readers this morning are Adrienne and George Burgess and Dunny Smith. You will hear the choir of St Andrew's and St George's West, and the vocal ensemble comprises Eleanor Cousins, Eleanor Wilson, Caitlin McGillivray, Tim Cooper, Drew Crichton and Andrew Carville. Our harpist is Erica Sinclair. The order of service can be found on our website, and you're invited to add your voices in the hymns and the responses in bold type. The theme of Shepherd runs through the service, from singing about the harp-playing David, a shepherd turned king, credited with writing one of the most beloved psalms, The Lord's My Shepherd, with its images brought to overflowing fullness through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd. I invite you to join in our responsive call to worship. Holy God, as your Son is the one who calls us into the fold, welcome us. Receive our stumbling and our fears. Receive our responses and our worship. We worship God in the singing of our first hymn, Morning Has Broken.
Windows, all designed to keep the outside outside, and the inside inside, to keep us safe from harm. Lord Jesus, you too want to keep us safe, to shepherd us into your family. Help us let people know when we are scared or upset. Help us to accept the help of those who love us, our families, our friends, our church family. Help us to let them protect us. Lord Jesus, we know that you are the shepherd of our lives, always looking out for us, offering protection from a world that can be a scary place. Thank you for never giving up on your restless flock. Shepherd of our lives, hear our prayer and hear us now as we pray together the prayer that Jesus taught, saying, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who have sinned against us. Save us in the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Is my shepherd, I shall not want.
He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters.
He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake.
Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long.
This is the Gospel according to John. John chapter 10, verses 1 to 10. Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is a shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Amen.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. We are living lives that we could not have imagined as we began this year. I heard someone say that everyday reality is so challenging right now that imagination is the only intelligence having any fun. They may have a point. I know that when I speak to someone on the phone, as well as hearing the sound of their voice being a gift, I see them in my mind's eye. Seeing with our mind's eye is an act of imagination. Yet imagination can be both a gift and a challenge. Imagining worst-case scenarios can make for raw and awkward days, just as imagining reunions can sweeten the ache of loss. Apparently, our bodies react to what we imagine in pretty much the same way as they would if we were really experiencing it. Imagination has so much power, and sometimes it needs to be channeled in order to be life-giving. Our readings today can helpfully channel our imaginations. Shepherds and sheep. Well, they may have been commonplace when these texts were written, but even under lockdown, I have yet to see a flock of sheep wander down Comley Bank, although I did see TV images of goats roaming through the Welsh town of Llandudno. Sheep and shepherds are just not a part of everyday life in the city. The image can distance us, rather than be the shorthand to connection it is intended to be. I know very little about sheep. So this week, I asked a shepherd, Doug, to tell me about his sheep. Hear his words and see if you find recognition in them. He said, "There's a special relationship between me and my sheep. They respond to my voice. Other people can talk and there's no reaction at all. But when they see my face and hear my voice, they will, as a flock, run over to get closer to me. It takes a while to build that relationship because of their flight nature. So I sing to them, talk to them, call them by name, and they gain in confidence that I want to protect them rather than hurt them. They're not stupid, they're just sheepish. And a single sheep is very vulnerable to attack, so they stick together. I know when a sheep is ill because it will separate from the flock as if it doesn't want to infect the others. I had a baby ram this past month who took himself off, and I discovered it was because he had stomach problems. Probably one of the most difficult experiences I have as a shepherd is when the sheep resist care. I had a lamb with her head caught in the fence, and she fought me the entire time I was trying to free her, to gently free her. She didn't have enough trust in me to let me care." End quote. The life of a shepherd. I wonder what Jesus would say if asked what it's like to shepherd us, as a flock and as individuals, might any of these sheepish traits ring true? Do we resist care? Isolate ourselves from him just when we need most his protection and healing touch? When so many connections are denied us, the one who knows our deepest fears and insecurities and has embraced them all refuses to distance himself, especially on those days when we cannot seem to hear his voice anywhere. You want to hear the shepherd's voice? Read his words aloud. Hear your voice proclaim his promise. I came that you may have life and have it abundantly. Those words are for each of us, just as much as they were for his first disciples. Claim them. The promises still stand. The covenant is not broken. Like marriage vows, promises become more meaningful during the days you are most likely to forget them. The risen one, who promises that his love is greater than fear, even our fear of death or the death of someone we love. He names the enemy as whatever seeks to rob the children of God of their inheritance of purpose and of peace. On the humdrum days and the days that threaten to derail us, the Lord is my shepherd. Not my fears, not my limitations, not my feelings of isolation. The Lord is my shepherd is a creed to live into. And Jesus wants to shepherd us, to lead us, if we will but follow. Apparently, sheep can't be driven. They need to be led. Led to still waters and green pastures. Then, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. For the writer of the 23rd Psalm, goodness and mercy are, in effect, his sheep. They follow him. He leaves goodness and mercy in his wake. They're not a hope or a plea. They are a consequence of following the shepherd. I'm going to read a meditation by Andrew King, created to lead us to green pastures. I invite you to close your eyes and listen with your imagination to see this scene, to be in this scene with your mind's eye. May the words nourish you so that in the midst of all the not knowing and the knowing that is hard to bear, you can find rest and be restored. Words have the power to shape our days and what we leave in our wake for others. Imagine that. Pasture by Andrew King. There is a place we can find, a good place, like quiet meadows where flowers spread, like green grasses by gentle streams. A place where the heart feels nourished, where the mind is hopeful, where the spirit is glad and at peace. We'll name this place fulfillment. We'll name it healing and thankfulness. We'll name this good place pasture, for there we seek to feed. And there is a voice we can hear that calls us, a gentle voice, melodious, a voice like songbirds and laughter, like a mother comforting her children, like a shepherd calling his sheep. We'll name this voice acceptance. We'll name it mercy and forgiveness. We'll name it the voice of God's love, inviting us gently to feed. It invites us to enter pasture when we think we're too hurting to listen, too worried or grieving or fearful to hear the voice that calls us to peace. It says, we are safe with the shepherd of all sheep. It says, meadows await us in this moment. It says, rest in love where you are. Joyfully feed. And fed by these words, we now claim God's promises to us in the singing of the hymn, The Lord's My Shepherd.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me down to lie. In pastures green he leadeth me, the quiet waters by. Pastures green he leadeth me, the quiet waters by.
My soul he doth restore again, and me to walk doth lead. Within the paths of righteousness,
intercession were written by the Right Reverend Colin Sinclair, moderator of the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland, to provide strength to all at the cutting edge of COVID-19. The response to Lord in your mercy is, hear our prayer. Let us pray. Lord, we are those who journey and who find that journey hard today. We are those who journey and long to find our hope renewed. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, whether in our own company or with companions beside us, we journey on. Whether sure or unsure as to our journey's end, come beside us through the risen Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, We pray for others, for carers of the living and of the dying, for the bereaved and for the anxious, for those fearing loss of work and of business. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for scientists and researchers, for those seeking to understand the challenge we face, for those creating potential vaccines, for those advising decision makers. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for those who shape our common life in local councils and in Scottish Government and in the government of the United Kingdom. Grant to them wisdom, compassion, and understanding. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for your kingdom to come and for your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Amen. These words of benediction. May the promises of God live through you. May Jesus Christ be the shepherd of your life. And may the Holy Spirit abide in you and tend you with love and mercy all the days of your life. Amen.